Jesus. Hallelujah. You can trust him. He is faithful. God is faithful. You don't have to turn here if you don't want to. But Jesus said in Revelation 3:18, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be clothed. He said, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. You know, natural sight's good. It's good to be able to see, to get where you're going and not have blindness. To be able to walk and to know where things are, know your surroundings. It's so wonderful to be able to see a beautiful golden sunset. I tell you, the worst thing in the whole wide world is to be spiritually blind.
Yes.
Satan hath blinded the minds of them that believe not of this world, unless the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Yeah.
How many could say, one time I was blind, Brother Tommy? I was blind. I really couldn't see my need. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But he opened my eyes. You know, the only thing can open your eyes tonight is the sweet Holy Ghost.
Yeah, come on.
He can show you how God sees you, and you see yourself in the eyes of God. You know what your need is. I'd like it just a few minutes if the Lord would help me. Lord, would you anoint my eyes that I might clearly see? I want to deal with our eyes. Did you know that your eyes are the gateway to your spirit? They're open doors to your very heart. Oh God, you are definitely affected. You are motivated. You are influenced in a good way or a bad way, in a negative way or a positive way, by what you perceive and what you see.
Yes.
Oh Lord, can you say, God, help me to look to you.
Yes.
Anoint my eyes with eye salve, Lord, and let me be able to see clearly spiritually. It was in the book of weeping, the book of Lamentations, that the prophet Jeremiah said in 351, mine eyes affecteth mine heart. Remember, your seat of emotions lie within. In your heart is where you really, really live. It's where your desires are formed. It's in your heart is where your will lies. It's in your heart is where decisions are made. Whether you'll obey and serve God or not. Whether you'll continue on and keep serving Him or not. The direction you go in life and what you do starts in your heart. It issues forth. What you become, good or bad, your success or your failure in life, your victories or your defeats, will originate and take place in your heart before it ever manifests itself outwardly in your life. Lord, let me always keep my eyes upon you.
Yeah.
I tell you, you'll never go wrong as long as you look up. What wasn't David of old said? He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. He said, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel, I shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. Ain't you glad of that tonight? He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. And Lord, let me look and let me gaze upward. And you say, God, help me just look up to you and keep my eyes on heaven and set my affections on things above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Who was it Isaiah said in the year that King Uzziah died? It was a horrible time. He said, but I also looked up in that time that he died. He said, and I saw also the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled that temple. I'm telling you, if you look horizontal, you'll go down. But if you look vertical, he'll lift you up. Praise God.
Yeah.
We need a vertical look.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
If you read Jeremiah's writings, he looked at the bad going on all around him. He beheld all the sins and all the atrocities of the people. Jeremiah was a broken man over it. He wept and he cried till his eyes became fountains of tears. Have you ever been there when you cried? I begged them, Lord.
Praise God.
I've warned them. I've preached to them. But they won't take heed.
Come on.
It just ain't fair. It's not right, Lord, what's going on around me. I see the injustice. I see the crookedness. I see the backslidings. I see all the cold hearts. I see the idols that they worship. I see all of the wrong. I see until it's got this blessed man of God down. For 22 long years, he served God and was obedient. He preached and he prophesied the word to the people, but could never turn them. He could not change the situation. Jeremiah got so discouraged and got so down that he uttered these words. Have you ever been there?
Come on.
Jeremiah 20 and 14. Cursed be the day wherein I was born. I wished I'd have died from the womb. Why did I have to come forth and see all of the sorrow and my days be consumed with shame? I see no results. It's been useless. My prayers haven't done any good. My ministry hasn't done any good. Nothing has changed. Oh, but wait, Jeremiah. Don't you remember the day when the Lord called you? He told you that you were, when you was in your mother's womb, he said, I saw you, Jeremiah, and I had a work for you to do. I've chosen you, and I've ordained you. And remember, I have put my hand upon your mouth, and I have put my words in thy mouth. I keep on preaching them. My son, don't stop the cause of the people, but keep your eyes on me. I tell you what, if you ever get in a place low enough, the devil will tell you the same thing. He'll show you the negative. He'll show you the bad. He'll show you the dark. He'll fill you with doubt. He'll fill you with fear. Come on. And you'll get in a place sometimes of thinking that your prayers ain't working. God don't hear me. And God hears other people. But it seems like I'm out here in left field. But don't forget, Jeremiah. The Lord loved you then. And he loves you tonight. Hallelujah to the Lord. He called you. He knew you before you ever came into this world. I'm telling you, that's the omniscience of an almighty and an awesome God. And he looked right down in your mother's womb. And he saw you taking form. Hallelujah. And your little muscles and your legs and your little hands coming together. God saw you and he says, I've got something special for you. I knew you before you were born. I knew what size shoes you would wear. I knew what color eyes that you would have. I know what color hair. I knew exactly all about you. And I have provided and I made a way. My call is upon you and my spirit I put in you. I don't get discouraged, Jeremiah. I don't get worried because I've still got a call.
Hey, God.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
If you don't see no answers immediately, don't give up.
Right.
Don't let the devil rule you.
Yeah.
Your loved ones ain't come in. You got a hold of the horns of the altar, you just hold right on there.
Yeah.
And you watch what God will do.
Yes.
God's got a way of answering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, man, I felt that.
Yeah.
God's got a way of proving himself.
Right.
Yeah. It might look hopeless, but the Lord can do his most marvelous works when it gets the darkest. Hallelujah. There's treasures in Isaiah. It says there's treasures in the darkness. You say, God, I don't see anything going on, but you don't know what God's doing on the other end. He's a pulling and he's a drawing and he's a doing a work. I feel the Lord. Praise him, church.
Yeah.
He's a working. He's a doing something, Jeremiah. My call is still upon you. Don't get discouraged now. Jeremiah got his eyes off of God. He got it on the people. And that is the very worst thing that you could ever do.
Yes.
When you keep looking at the things that ain't right, it'll discourage you. And it'll blind you to the things that are good. It'll sink you and take you down.
Now,
scientists can take an 8-ounce glass of water, and they say that that water, when it condenses and can put the heat to it and cause it to condense and to cool it, when that fog comes out of there, it comes out in billions upon billions. 1 cup, 8-ounce glass of water. When it comes up out of that cup and all of that 8 ounces dispenses into the air, into fog, it can go 100 feet high and 6 blocks long in a city. It's amazing what 1 cup of water can do. It's amazing what 1 cup of trouble can do.
Right.
1 cup of trouble can blind us. Then we can't see the hand of God. Lord, have mercy, sakes.
Holy God, Lord.
Holy Jesus.
Glory.
Holy Lord, it might be foggy right now. Come on, you might not be able to see very far in that fog. But you put your trust in. Raise your little hand, praise him. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. I love you. My Lord is in the darkness. Holy, he's out on the stormy sea. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Steve. Brother Steve. Hallelujah. I believe when Jesus went up into the mountain and to pray, he told his disciples, he said, get on board of that boat and go before me to the other side. It was one of the storms. They got out in the middle. I think, what is that, 8 miles across? Four miles out into the middle of it? Jesus sees them rolling and toiling, and they can't bring the vessel under control. No matter what they do, they were covered with water. The boat's covered with water. You ever been there? You ever felt like you was taking on water?
Yep.
Where's the Lord? We need him. Jesus saw them struggling. I believe if they could have really heard, they could have heard the footprints of the Master just walking on the sea.
Oh,
all
right. Yeah.
Yes.
He's still walking on the seas.
Yeah.
Love him right now.
Amen.
He still walks the dark hills, the highways and the byways. Thank you, Jesus. And look, they thought it was a ghost. With fear, they cried out, oh, Lord, it's a ghost. We're going down for sure this time. It's a death angel. What was it? You know, Jesus knows. He knows how we feel. He knows the thoughts we have. And how good the Lord is. He said, fear not, it is I. You know, the Lord will come to you in those times. He knows. He knows when you're hurting. He knows when you're confused. He knows when you feel like it's hopeless and you're going down.
Fear not, it is I. Be of good courage, it is I.
Yeah.
Holy Lord Jesus. Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you on the water. Jesus said one word, come.
Yes.
Peter said, if my master could. You know, Peter was one, he said he'd try anything. That man would absolutely try anything, whether it was good or bad.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the spirit or out of the spirit. It didn't matter about him. He said, if my master told me to come, I'm coming. And he went walking. The scripture said he went walking to Jesus.
Yes.
But he got his eyes on the master. And then when he saw the winds and the waves boisterous, he looked at the waters. He said, oh, Lord, each wave gets higher. And it's deep, no doubt, where my feet are. He got his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. And Jesus immediately caught him when he said, Lord, save me, I perish. Can I tell us here tonight? No matter how dark it gets,
yeah.
No matter what the enemy shows you and tells you, there's hope in Jesus. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It ain't over, it ain't over. God still knows how to move. He still knows how to work. He'll deliver. He still saves. He still heals. He still lifts up. He still supplies the needs. He'll take care of you. You ain't going down, my child of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jeremiah said to the Lord in chapter 20, I'm mocked. You ever feel like the enemy does you that way? Lord, I've served you all of these years. I've loved you and held on to you. I've preached your word all these many years. And now it looks like it's become a reproach to me. I just ain't going to mention your name anymore, Lord. Can I tell you that many good people, and it doesn't have to be ministers, are suffering burnout. After a while, when they see no change and things don't get better, they lose their drive. They lose their drive. The air goes out of them. They become dismayed and disheartened. They feel like they're doing no good. And now their worship is gone. Their heart lies silent. Their hands lie still. His voice, the voice that once boomed with testimony, is now quiet. But Jeremiah said, when I told the Lord that, when I murmured about all of that, he said, when I told him I wasn't going to preach or minister anymore, and I ain't going to mention your name anymore, Lord.
Come on.
He said his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I could not hold back. I could not forbear. I could not stay. I had to move. God has restored my heart. His word has renewed me. I got my eyes back on the Lord and His word. The fire is now burning again. I'm not going to quit. I'm not sitting down now. I ain't about to give up. God's call is still up on me. I'm still His. He ain't finished with me yet. No matter how bad it looks, and no matter what I see going on, my eyes are forever up on You, Lord. And Jeremiah 15, he said, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And Thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by the name of the Lord of hosts. I'm still called. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit. I'm not about to quit now. I feel a fresh breath of air. I feel a wind upon me. Hallelujah to the Lord. I know God's a mover. Yes, it'll do good. You'll see it in the end. Hallelujah.
Hey!
your sacrifices. Jesus sees them. Your tears are bottled up in heaven. Hallelujah to the Lord. The Lord knows you. He knows your name. Raise your hand and praise Him. It's going to pay off.
Woo! Yeah.
The victory is coming. Hallelujah. I said the victory is coming. The answered prayer is on its way. The Lord is a moving. You might not know it or see it, but you'll see it eventually.
Amen.
When did you get this? Is this one of your Sunday school lessons? I hope. I knew I was coming tonight.
Come on.
Mary said, you got any thought for tonight? I said, nothing. And I told her she was in the living room. I think she was in the kitchen that time. I said, I'm going back and pray. I've got a mat about this thick. It's a thick mat. And it lies all up and down the side of the bed right there. People can get on their knees and pray. That's good. But you know how I really, really do it? I hit on both knees, Sister Linda Gale. That knee, I had total knee replacement. It feels good right on that old pad. And I get right down on that, son. And I stretch right out, right on my belly.
All right.
Yeah. Honest, before I got this far, I'm telling you all tonight. But when I was on my knees, like this, going down to pray on my stomach, I started weeping and crying. It was a gushing out of me. I literally prayed and preached this message in my prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy. I got up and run to my study and I got my pen. And I'm telling you, I felt it. I wrote as fast as I could write. Keep a looking to Jesus. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't look at what's going on around you. But look to Him. Can you praise Him? Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I tell you what brought me out. Jeremiah, when I got my eyes off of this old sinful world around me, and I quit looking at the bad, and I quit looking at others, I quit looking at all the wrong, I got my eyes off of the situation, and I got them back on my Lord, who loves me and called me and saved me. I got it back on God, and that anointing that I felt, I got back down on my knees and I said, Lord, I'll serve you, your holy word. I got back to praying and looking up. I looked around me and I analyzed everything too long, and it got me down. But my eyes are ever toward the Lord now. Don't analyze the problem. Sometimes we walk up steep paths. They're narrow and the rocks are sharp. They hurt our feet spiritually. But the moment you quit to analyze the rocks that hurt your feet, you ain't going to make it to the top. I keep going. I said, keep going. You'll get to a place you feel like you can't go anymore. But there's a hand. I said, there's a hand. He'll take a hold of yours and He'll bring you up to the top of the mountain.
Don't
analyze. When you go to analyzing, the devil will whip the tar out of you. You'll take every drop ounce of faith you got in your heart when you analyze and you look at the situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Would you come? I could go all night. Oh, Lord, have mercy, sakes. I got five more pages. I'm telling you, I do. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what I feel this. Oh, sweet Jesus. Listen, don't ever let anything block your view from the Lord. What is so detrimental and dangerous in this hour, and the devil knows it and he works on it? He's good at drawing people's attention.
That's right.
It's human nature to lose our focus on the Lord and spiritual things. You have more in God, dear child, than you really realize and think you do. I've got to read this.
The devil does not want you to know that you got more than what you think you do. He wants you to feel like you don't have much. Man, you're not important. You're not good enough. Others have more to offer than you. They're blessed. God moves on them and for them. But God wants you to know that you are just as important to Him as anybody
else. That's right. That's right.
You've got more, child, than you realize you do. If you always view your cup half empty, you'll easily lose heart. And you'll lose heart to push forward if you view it half empty. Use what you got. Listen, use what you got. It is our spiritual perception that is crippling us and holding us back. If I keep my eyes focused on the Lord and view my cup as half full, it gives me heart to keep a working and keep pressing on and praying, because I've got a hope that there's more on the way and God's going to fill the cup. I got to use what He's already given. Praise Him. I got to use. You got more than what you realize you do. You're sitting here and the devil has a wound on some of you, but you're blessed. You got more than you think you got. Hallelujah. I'm half full. That means I've got room for God to pour it in me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You see, therefore, I'm going to keep pressing on and praying, because I've got a hope that there's more good coming. Jesus, I'm still believing you. Would you stand? I've got something in this vessel, Lord, and I'm going to keep using it. I know, dear God, that there's more on the way. The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Don't focus on what you don't have. Don't focus on what you can't do. Always look to what you have and to what God has given you and what He has done for you in the past and how He has answered and blessed you in the past. Let's find a place right now and say, Jesus, you still love me. You're a working and you're doing things and you're answering, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, let me look to you. It's not in vain, dear Lord. The best is yet to come. Pray, children. Pray.
You may be down and feel like God.
Something special, and the Lord is a working. He's a working.